This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
It's O-Behave with Arden Moore, the show that teaches you how to have harmony in the household with your pets. Join Arden as she travels coast to coast to help millions better understand why cats and dogs do what they do. Get the latest scoop on famous faces, their perfectly pampered pets, and who's walking who in Rin Tin Tinseltown. From famous pet experts and best-selling authors to television and movie stars, you'll get the latest buzz from wagging tongues and tails, garner great pet tips, and have a doggone fur-flying fun time. So get ready for the pause and applause as we unleash your O-Behave host, America's pet edutainer, Arden Moore.
Welcome to the O-Behave Show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. Now, our special guest today was part of the epic Sopranos show on HBO, but she isn't here to talk about gangsters. She's here to share how, in her own words, a quintet of badass Bichons retrieved joy in her. Please welcome to our show actor and author Marianne Leone. Welcome, welcome, Marianne.
Thank you, Arden. I'm really happy to be here.
You had me at badass Bichons. I've never heard that adjective put in front of that breed in my life.
I know. They look like Muppets, but they're badass.
Hey, everyone. We're going to dig in a second because we're going to find out about a new book that Marianne just wrote. It's called Five Dog Epiphany, How a Quintet of Badass Bichons Retrieved Our Joy. After we take this break, you all know the drill. We're going to sit and stay. We'll be right back.
Time for a pause. Four furry ones, actually. Sit and stay. O-Behave will be right back.
What's up, pet pals? Arden Moore here, your host of the O-Behave Show. Me? Wow. Did you know there's up to 100 million free roaming cats in the United States? And without spay or neuter, that number is only going to keep growing. Not only does spay neuter humanely reduce the community cat population, it keeps cats healthy. Scooter, the neuter cat, is on a mission to give cats an extra life by making it hip to be snipped. Hey, check them out. Go to givethem10.org. That's givethem10.org and help us make this a better world for cats.
Let's talk pets on PetLifeRadio.com. O-Behave is back with more tail-wagging ways to achieve harmony in the household with your pets. Now, back to your fetching host, America's pet edutainer, Arden Moore.
Welcome back to the O-Behave Show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. Our special guest is Marianne Leone. She is an author. She's an actor. You knew her. She played the character actor of Joanne Christopher's mother on The Sopranos. I love that show. We got to do a little fan out there for people. Come on, you were on there 4 seasons. You are a screenwriter and author, but Edie Falco and James Gandolfini, a whole host of superstars. What a cast.
And Edie is such a dog lover. She brought her dog to set often.
Oh, she did.
Oh, she did. And she blurbed my book. And she wrote back to me the day after I sent it to her and said that she stayed up all night reading it. She is a true dog lover and dog saver.
And I got it right here. Edie Falco said, I tore through this book, couldn't put it down. And my rescue pit bull kept looking at me, trying to identify the sound coming out of me, then jumping up to lick off my tears. Very fitting. I am so grateful to Marianne Leone for sharing her story with the world. Amen, Edie.
It was lovely to get that. I was so thrilled. And she's a kind person. You know, I wrote in the book about after our son, we had a child named Jesse who came 10 weeks early. And on the third day of his life, because he was so premature, he had a brain bleed and he developed cerebral palsy. Despite the fact that he was nonverbal and he was quadriplegic, he was also brilliant. He wrote poetry. And we moved here to Massachusetts because in those days, in the 90s, he was born in 1987, it was pre-internet. I did research, and my home state was better than the federal average for including children with disabilities in schools. However, we moved to a place where the guy who was the special ed director didn't believe including children. And so they never mess with an Italian mother, especially one who worked on The Sopranos.
Especially somebody from The Sopranos.
So there were 6 lawsuits that year. I organized the parents, and he did not have a job at the end of when we got through with him, because he was quoted as saying, why should we spend money on these kids? They don't give anything back to society. And Jesse gave a whole lot back to society and is still giving through his poetry and through whatever written words we had from him. But Jesse loved dogs. He was desperate for a dog.
Well, yeah, that's what I want to ask you, because even though he was nonverbal, doesn't mean he didn't say complete communication to you. And in your book, you talked about a special Christmas wish he said to Santa. He actually verbalized. You want to share that with our listeners?
Yeah, he verbalized dog. He said dog with every fiber of his being. And I turned to Chris and said, he's getting a dog. And it was only a few weeks before Christmas. And also, we did something that we would be like pilloried for in society right now, which is we went to a pet store.
But again, it was a long time ago. Come on, everybody.
Exactly. I didn't know about puppy mills. I didn't know any of this. And I had researched in an actual book, not even online because it didn't exist for everybody. I had researched what kind of dog, would be good for a kid using a wheelchair. And Bichon seemed great because they were lap dogs and they were fun and they looked like Muppets. So he found one on his bed Christmas morning.
And he named your first Bichon, right?
He named him. We said, what's his name? And he said, good. And we said, good. And he clicked. He used to make this sound like a smacking of lips, which when I was on the street in New York, used to drive me insane from men. No, from my son. It was beautiful. and he said, yes, good. And I said, Goody. And he clicked again. And that was his name, Goody. And Goody was his first sibling. Goody was by his side always. Goody, when he had therapy on Fridays, when our shamanic physical therapist came over to work with Jesse, she had these healing hands. And Goody would whine and beg to get up on the table. He wanted the spillover of that energy. And he would lie in the crook of Jesse's arm on his back, receiving the healing energy. And he also checked every morning when the wheelchair van would come to make sure he would go on board and be like, okay, it's all okay. As if he were wearing a little badge and a hat.
You know, it's hard. Your book is like these mini vignette stories in each chapter. And it did make me cry too, but it also had me cry with joy. And people don't realize, is there such a thing as good grief? I don't know, but I can't imagine losing a son. You lost him at 17, and you and your husband, Chris Cooper, we got to give a shout out to him. I know he's making coffee for all of us right now. I'd like mine polluted, cream and sugar, please. But I mean, we'll talk about him in a minute, but this is sort of dedicated to Jesse too, and other mothers and other people who love their pets, love their children.
And also, I hope it made you laugh in some places too, because one of the best things about my first book about Jesse was that Dennis Leary, you know, the comedian, blurbed it for me. And he said, I cried and I laughed and then I cried and then I laughed again. And that made me happy because I thought people might be afraid to read something that would make them sad, you know, but I don't think this is the kind of book that would make you sad.
No, it makes me embrace every day I'm vertical, basically. I think that's what it does. And I want to get into it because you did mention 5 badass Bichons.
Okay.
Go through the lineup of the names. We're going to dive in a minute, but go ahead. Start in order. Goody.
Okay. So there was Goody. Goody was Jesse's dog. And then there was Lucky and Frenchie. And then the girls from Louisiana that sound like, all right, pole dancers, TT and Sugar. Those are the.
I'm sorry. I think you called them the bullying bitches from Louisiana.
They are total bullies. They had me under their thumb until I finally emerged. I was kind of terrified. I have never seen dogs pay such attention to you. I'd never had girl dogs before. The boy dogs I had, Lucky and Frenchie, they were a bonded pair. They barely noticed you. They'd be like, they would give you like a head nod, like they were members of the mob, like standing around. Whereas the girls, I mean, if I get water to go into my bedroom at night, they're like, hurry up, she's going to bed. Let's go. Let's go. She's going to, I mean, they're on it. They are on it.
Wow.
So
Maybe they were secret service agents in their previous life or something. I don't know.
man, you can't get anything by them. You cannot.
Oh my God. And we have to also talk about your other half. I don't know if it's better. I think it's a tie because in Hollywood, you guys have broken the myth. You guys have been
That's right.
married over 40 years. Give a shout out to your
It's
other
true.
half.
I mean, he was the most beautiful father ever and the most wonderful with the animals. He is, they sense he has a gentle aura.
Even though he plays some pretty dark characters.
I know. It's like
Come on, you got to say his name. Come on, what's his name?
Chris Cooper. And
Oscar
he
winner.
is,
He can come over and say hi because this is going on YouTube. Come on, Chris.
all
Just
right, baby, this is it. You're being invited in.
come on, say hi, say hi. I bite.
Oh, I'm
Just
sorry.
kidding.
I didn't.
Hi, Chris. I'm Arden.
Hello, Arden.
It's good to see you. I love your shows. You scare the bejeebers out of me
Well,
sometimes, though.
it's
Just
a
want to let you
pleasure.
know that. Anybody that loves dogs, I'm a fan. So thank you for doing that
These
too.
boys and these girls have just brought us through a lot. They really
And
have.
well,
I'll leave, but
All right, he's exiting stage right. Watch him go. Go. There he goes. Nice to talk to you. Hey, we're going to keep talking with Marianne Leone. She's got a new book out, and I really think you need to get your paws on it. It is called Five Dog Epiphany, and we're going to dive in a little bit more, but we got to take a break. So you know the drill. Sit, stay. We'll be right back.
time for a walk on the red carpet, of course. All Behave will be back in a flash right after these messages.
Pet Greens is proud to support Oh Behave on Pet Life Radio. Our small family farm produces live organic cat grass, catnip, and soft chew treats packed with green nutrition to help your pets truly thrive inside. We're partnering with pioneer cat behavior expert and best-selling author Pam Johnson Bennett to help indoor cats live their best lives with indoor enrichment tips for their parents.
I'm very careful about the products that I choose because I have built a reputation over 4 decades where cat parents trust me, and they know that when I recommend a brand or talk about a particular product, they know it came from my heart and I really believe it. I've done my research with Pet Greens. I love the products. I love the quality. And one of the things that I feel just stands out is the education that Pet Greens provides. They guide you every step of the way. It's a relationship. I know how much they love cats and how much they love cat welfare and cat health, and that's their motivation.
For more information on the benefits of cat grass and catnip for your cat's indoor enrichment, visit petgreens.com.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Hey, everybody, guess what? My name is James Giuliani, and I changed my life. I went from the mafia to mutts. Anybody can get out and rescue. And you want to know something? I think you should all listen to the OBH show with Arden Moore, all right, on Pet Life Radio. And let me tell you something. You better come and listen to these guys. We better know what it's all about, or else.
We're back from the lot. Just checked the paper, and we had a record showing at the box. The letterbox, that is. Now back to Oh Behave. Here's Arden.
Welcome back to the Oh Behave show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. I am talking with a phenom. Her name is Marianne Leone. She has had dogs inspire her in her life. She knows how to write. Her heart beats dog. We've talked a little bit about her son, Jesse, the love of her life. And I wanted to talk a little bit about the connection first Jesse had with Goody. And then we'll get into the tag team of Lucky and Frenchie or French Fry. I couldn't remember how you click.
French Fry and Lucky Dog. I know. They had really absurd names.
Oh, my God. Hold the mayo.
And, you know, their picture, their adoption picture, they looked so woebegone. It belied the frivolity of their names. They just looked like.
Yeah. Well, you called Goody the Prince of Dogs, but you called Lucky the Marvel superhero whose superpower is defiance.
It's true.
They're both the same breed. What's going on?
Lucky was a tough guy. I don't know what he'd been through.
Would he be in The Sopranos? Would have been?
He could be like the dog that you thought was going to be like some lap dog, but no, he would be an ankle biter. But he never bit anybody. Actually, it was Titi who was the biter. But I think that he was very bonded to Frenchie, but he was far more bold. He was a bold dog. He was the first one to go off leash. And he ran.
Wow.
He didn't bolt. He looked back to make sure we were there. But he was one of these guys who just felt very secure in who he was. And I had to laugh all the time. He was the tiniest of all the Bichons, too. He was small.
He was very lucky. You should have bought lottery tickets for some of the things. Didn't he spill in water or something, in cold water in a lake or something? Or somebody did. Lucky fell in icy water and survived.
Yes, that was around the bogs, which was over his head. I had to fish him out and then, you know, wrap him in my coat and carry him home. He kind of after, you know, he would do anything. He was just like a daredevil dog. That's what he was.
I love it. And you were talking about how it was years ago and you got Goody for Jesse. And then you learned about rescues and you described Lucky Dog and French Fry as puppy mill prisoners for 3 years. It doesn't sound like they had a good puppyhood.
Not at all. And in fact, it showed me how dogs are like people in that they're temperamentally really different. Lucky, as bold as he was and fearsome, you know, Frenchie was always a little reserved and a little bit frightened.
Okay.
And he was a dog who, if you put him on his back after having him for 13 years, he'd be a four-poster bed. You know, his legs would be straight up, whereas the girls that we got who had far more horrible situation for Titi, they were lying around, you know, just legs open, having a great time within a few weeks. So it shows me how different temperaments are, because Frenchie was always kind of passive and dolorous, you know.
Well, and I know when your son passed away, he died at age 17. And then years later, Lucky died at what age?
Yeah, the same. And so did Frenchie. They both died.
So what's your thoughts on that?
I just feel there's a, I don't know what this connection is, because I'm a skeptic, but these guys all kept renewing my faith in something beyond. Even though I remain a skeptic, I still don't understand why after Jesse died, Goody would run into his room, stop short, tail wagging like mad, and do the, I see you. Hi, it's you. And it both shocked me and made me jealous. What is he seeing that I can't see? And I don't know what that is. I still don't know what that is. Maybe some dog, when you have a dog psychologist, you can explain it to me.
Oh yeah. Animal communicator too. I've had them. Yeah, it is eerie. I just think I'm in this part of my life where I'm not going to say no.
Right.
I'm going to say maybe, or what's going on, right? I think you feel the same.
I'm exactly like that. Exactly.
I mean, I was a newspaper reporter for 20 years where my editor taught me, Auden, if your mother tells you she loves you, check it out. Well, I think you're of that same ilk, that you would check things out.
I'm a journalism fangirl. So now that I know you have that in your background,
Yeah, when it was real newspapers.
And when they did actually report it.
Yeah, our job was to get both sides and, you know, you're a referee in a boxing match. Yeah.
Absolutely. I really admire, and I have friends who are also reporters, Eileen McNamara, who wrote for The Globe, who won a Pulitzer for her column, and who was the first to give the spotlight team about the priest pedophile scandal. She's an amazing girl, and she's kind of like my Irish twin, even though I'm Italian. I mean, we both had parochial school, and when she told the nun she wanted to go to Columbia, the nun said to her, "Oh, Eileen, you're not going to school in South America."
Well, your family did come from Italy, and then your dad had a little neighborhood bar, I guess, in Massachusetts.
Cooked.
Tell us a little bit about your Italian background.
My mother cooked for him for the bar, and it's a place where it was guys in fedoras were eating the sports page, you know what I mean? But I think that if it had been now, the foodies would have gone insane, because there's my mother cooking, you know, bringing these. She was an amazing cook.
Wow.
My mother was somebody who every Sunday, there would be a mound of flour, and she made her own pasta, rolled out this pasta, credit card, then hand cut. I still dream of
it. Wait a minute. Say that slowly, because that's a good description.
It was hand cut, rolled out Credit card thin. Where she got the strength to do it. Chris and I tried to make it. We were complete flops. I don't get it. But she was a strong woman. She came here at either 16 or 18 to escape fascism. And her father was trying to marry her off to an old guy with, property adjoining there. So it's kind of amazing to think of. I wrote a book about her, too, called Ma Speaks Up.
I like that. So why this book now? Five Dog Epiphany.
I do explore the theme of grief a lot because we're in a culture that doesn't really understand it in this country. And I talk about that, about how in other countries where my mother came from, they acknowledge grief. And I think they're comfortable with it. They're more comfortable with it than we are. We have this thing of like, just get over it, right? Which you never do. So you incorporate it into your life, however you're going to incorporate it. It does not mean that what I wanted to show was, it doesn't mean that you will never experience joy again, because we certainly have. And these dogs have brought us joy. And that's what I wanted to tell people.
Folks, what I like is the way you tee it up is you have little mini chapters, almost like vignettes, almost essays. And I know you're an essayist. That's hard to say because it sounds like I'm calling you a dirty word. You're an essayist. Right. You're an essayist. You write. But that's what I liked. But back in your childhood, weren't you scared of dogs initially?
I was terrified of dogs, mainly because my first chapter, I talk about how I wasn't allowed to go out of the yard. But of course, I did go out of the yard. And it was kind of, it's only 7 miles outside of Boston, but then it still had rural little parts to it. So the Farinas had a rural looking area where they had a German shepherd who had just whelped, and she had her little puppies. And
she's like a mama bear.
Yeah, I stumbled into the puppies and thought I had discovered treasure, because it was like all my stuffed animals had suddenly come to life. And I was like five or four. And out of nowhere came this big bad wolf that almost took my eye out. And I had to wear a patch on my eye. And for a while, it recovered. But after that, there was a German shepherd. I was terrified of the breed after that. And walking to school every day, there was a German shepherd that arrested me every single day. We used to call them police dogs because, everybody was a mutt for the most part in my neighborhood. We were all working class. And here was this police dog arresting me every single day because I would just stand there in terror. And, he would own me. He would jump up on me and I would just stay.
But he smelled your fear.
Absolutely. I understand that now.
But then you had three dogs all by the same name. That's kind of weird.
I know, Skippy. Because I was,
and they all died the same way. That's really weird.
We have a street where people just race down that street, and they each escaped and they each died. And I didn't name them because I stayed away from them. I was still in my period of getting to understand that dogs would not hurt me. And I made a full recovery by the time I was a teenager in that.
Well, now you got badass Bichons and you understand the power of the paw of dogs.
But I love all dogs, though, and cats. I mean, I love all animals. You should see me out here in my Snow White feeding frenzy. There was a fox that was coming every day. And I had all these fantasies of the fox is going to join our pack. Didn't happen, but he did look up at me and smile. And I put that picture in the book.
I did see that. Hey, yeah. We're speaking with Marianne Leone. We're going to talk a little bit more. And I know you Soprano fans need a little bit of inside scoop from her. So we've waited till the end to share that. So everybody sit, stay. We'll be right back.
Time for a pause. Four furry ones, actually. Sit and stay. All Behave will be right back.
Gifts for my pets.
Elevate your cat's eating experience with the Cat Tree Tray. The Cat Tree Tray keeps your cat's food off the floor and is conveniently located on the cat tree. Go to cattreetray.com. Bring home a luxury French bulldog from the world-famous Tom King's Kennel. Premium French bulldogs from excellent European bloodlines. Superior puppy care and lifetime health guarantee for your perfect companion. Use code TOMKINGSMAGIC for a magical holiday discount. Visit TomKingsKennel.com and find your perfect Frenchie today. Your pets will be over the moon with sparkly jewelry from Over the Moon Jewelry. Beautiful handcrafted matching jewelry for you and your pets. Wire-wrapped, beaded contemporary necklaces, bracelets, and charms. Go to overthemoonjewelry.com.
Gifts for my pets. Joy in the air. Unwrapping dreams without a care.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com. Obehave is back with more tail-wagging ways to achieve harmony in the household with your pets. Now, back to your fetching host, America's Pet Edutainer, Arden Moore.
Welcome back to the Obehave Show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. Author, actress, Marianne Leone is here with her new book. It's called Five Dog Epiphany. But I loved The Sopranos. I watched it every episode. How did you land the role and tell everybody being Christopher's mom? What was your role?
Well, what happened was I was out visiting. We didn't have HBO and we were out visiting Chris, who was doing American Beauty at the time.
Oh, and can we just do a little? You just dropped another bomb. American Beauty. Come on, Chris Cooper. Everybody, you know him. He's won an Oscar. So, all right, keep going.
So
he's your hubby.
He was doing American Beauty, which he almost didn't want to do. And I had to like talk him into doing because he was like, I don't know. It's so dark. I was like, I don't care. This is, you're afraid of it. So you should do it. So then he did it. But at any rate,
I did like him in Seabiscuit too. I liked that.
So what he was happy with about that was he had his hair dyed white and shaved back like he was losing his hair. And that was when he was up for the Oscar. So nobody recognized him. So he loved that. He just was able to whip right through all the press lines. Because people were like, who's that guy? And he loved it.
So he's doing American Beauty.
He's doing American Beauty. And I said, they have this show. They're saying it's Italian Americans. They're never going to get it right. They're never going to get it right. So I watched it and I say, we're getting HBO. They got it right. When I heard Livia Soprano say, I don't answer the phone after dark, I thought, this guy listens to women. And that's exactly what someone in my family would say. And it was just really funny. And what was really funny was when I eventually got the role, everybody knew everybody else because being Italian Americans, we'd all been typed out for other roles. And it was like, you're too ethnic, right? So I knew Frank Vincent. Michael Imperioli had played a character in Household Saints that I was also in as a nun. But when I first read for this, I was called in to read for Aida Turturro's part, which is his sister. And in the end, I was kind of glad I didn't, because I didn't get that one, because we were fighting the school at the time, and I was up in front of the school board every 2 minutes for Jessie's inclusion. Did not want them to picture me like with her mob boyfriend, like nailing her and then holding a gun to her head. So it worked out better.
What was it like to play Joanne, you know, Christopher's mom?
Well, what's weird is that I don't drink really because I'm a lightweight. It's like if I have one glass of wine, I'm like, oh, loopy. So I thought, oh my God, this is going to be weird. And also to show you the difference between my husband and myself, I remember when Chris did A Time to Kill, he was like, yeah, make me look yellow. I've been in the hospital. I, on the other hand, was like, oh my God, every old boyfriend is going to be like, God, did I get off easy? There I am in rollers. They're putting broken blood vessels on my nose, so I look like a drunk, and you know,
oh my God,
it was like I'm wearing a house coat. But and I was really nervous because I hadn't acted in 10 years because you know, we couldn't both be away raising Jesse, and every time I see myself in that, I see my entrance, I feel like I'm shot from a rubber band. It's like I was so high. And there's, you know, on the set was David Chase, who I kind of worshipped because also a writer, but everybody was unbelievably friendly, and it was such a great set to work on. Everybody pretty much knew everybody else.
What was James Gandolfini? What's something that people wouldn't know about him? What did he like dogs? I don't know.
I never saw him interact with dogs, but I do think he had a kind heart. He reminded me of Chris in a different way. Like, let me tell you this, it's in the book, but I was worried that my son on television would die after we lost Jesse, and it happened. And so I was called upon to fall to my knees in front of him lying in a coffin. And, you know, there's Edie holding my hand before I go, you know, when I and getting it ready to do this. Nice. They want me to do a primal scream. And I wake up on the floor. I wake up with bright Klieg lights shining in my face and one of Tony's crew, who was an ex-cop, saying, "Are you on meds?" Because I passed out completely. And I was so embarrassed because they had to stop everything, you know.
That was pure.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so I'm sitting there with the doctor saying, "No, no, no, I'm okay. I'm okay." And Jim walks by. I think he wanted to make me feel better. So as he walks by, he says, "Anything for attention." It totally cracked me up.
A little humor, sometimes a little humor. I do know that you do have the Jesse Cooper Foundation, right? Can you tell people how they can look into that?
It's mostly local, but we have helped. We have the Jesse Advocacy Fund with the Federation for Children with Special Needs. We've helped well over 300 families by now. If they need an advocate or if they, it's for low income and English as a second language. I always think of my mother sitting in a room filled with people, you know, using obfuscation and whatever the hell, delay and big words that she wouldn't understand. She would have just given up. I know she would have. So if you can have an advocate with you that can, we also sponsor windsurfing and Access Sport America, which Jesse loved. He was a speed demon. So we want that to be open to other kids. And we made a scholarship using the words of the SPED director, the Jesse Cooper Give Back to Society scholarship that we still give every year to a kid in high school with disability.
I love that. I knew that I had to get that out of you because your heart beats, dog, but you're a good mama and you are here to make people's lives better and to also understand that life is precious, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, Jesse went all over the world. He was the most sophisticated kid in his class when you think about it. He was on sets in Prague and Paris and Montana. And I mean, he did get to go everywhere and he was a joy to us every single day. And like I said, we're in a business that can infantilize you and make you think you're what you're not. And Jesse was our true north. He was the one who taught us the baseline of truth that is what you need. If you're an actor or a writer, if you're not coming from truth, you suck. You're not good.
That's right.
So, yeah.
Wow. Well, hey, everybody, it's been an honor to have on our show today, Marianne Leone. Her new book is called A Five Dog Epiphany. That's why I'm not in Hollywood. That's why I'm not on stage. Five Dog Epiphany, How a Quintet of Badass Bichons Retrieved Our Joy. Please, please get your paws on this book. And at this time, also, I want to do a shout out to my producer, Mark Winter. I call him the surgeon of sound. We have the longest running pet podcast on the planet. It's been on the air since 07 when no one knew what a podcast is. I think my ink pen now has a podcast. It's been alleged. Marianne Leone, it's been a pleasure to have you on our show. You survived being on OBehave. What do you think?
I loved it. Thank you so much, Arden. I could have gone on and on. So this was really fun. Thank you.
It was really good. And everybody, please check out all the shows on Pet Life Radio and check me out, ardenmore.com, YouTube. Oh, come on, Marianne, do my YouTube. I don't do anything nasty. It's all good stuff. Arden Moore. And I have an e-newsletter called On Four-Legged Life. So until next time, this is your flea-free host, Arden Moore, delivering just two words to all you badass Bichons, OBehave.
Coast to coast and around the world, it's OBehave with Arden Moore. Find out why cats and dogs do the things they do and get the latest buzz from wagging tongues and tails in Rin Tin Tinseltown. From famous pet experts and best-selling authors to television and movie stars, you'll get great tail-wagging pet tips and have a fur-flying fun time. OBehave with America's pet edutainer, Arden Moore. Every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.